Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Greg and Stephanie Schlieder, good friends who are leading a very important and dynamic ministry called Mass Impact, and you can find out information about it at ilovemyfamily.us. Welcome back, you guys.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
Stephanie, I wonder if you could tell us what the ministry is really about, kind of foundationally.
So it is Mass Impact with the double entendre of Mass, the foundation of our faith, right? Mm-hmm. The source and the summit, and the impact. How is that impacting our everyday life in every aspect? So we were seeing more and more of many, many wonderful programs and, you know, catalyst points for many in their faith life, you know, whether it would be a first encounter or a feeding of, or whatever the case may be of, you know, whether it's Lift Jesus Higher, which we love, or CHIRP, or Christ Renews His Parish, which is the same thing as CHIRP.
Yes,
all those things. Ignite Ministry, just all those wonderful things. And what we were seeing was a lot of frustration of, and then what? Mm-hmm. You know, these are great moments, but where is that movement that overflows into the ordinary, everyday aspects of our lives? And that could mean any kind of home. You know, we know many of you listeners have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of brokenness, a lot of hardship, a lot of sadness. And so this isn't just meant to be for that perfect Catholic family mm-hmm. with a strong marriage, but how can we help impact, you know, in an everyday way, ways to just encourage and live out what the Lord desires us in the home?
Mm-hmm. So a good analogy may be like a showroom for cars. You go into that showroom and you see the shiny car and it's in perfect condition and you know you need a car, right? And so you see it and maybe gets your blood going a little bit and you're excited. And just as Stephanie kind of described there, the big question is, you know, are we getting in a car, making the exchange of a lesser thing for what we perceive to be a greater thing, and getting on the road and moving? And I think we see a lot of folks hungry for that. They're hungry for clarity. What does the road look like in my home? Many come back from these events and they want the encouragement of connecting what happens in liturgy, the Mass, the readings, overflowing into their marriage and family. We know everybody who's listening in their deepest heart of hearts wants this. We know they desire to see what they experienced in the Crisio or CHIRP to come alive in their homes. They desire it. But there are things that stand in the way. And so we provide a vision with a gathering guide every week based upon subsequent Sunday readings to talk and pray, to bring the family together. So there's a groups version and there's a family version to bring people together to talk and pray in a very easy way that really, let's say, sets the stage for Christ to be encountered in relationship. And I think, you know, the reality is many of us think about our own homes, let's just be really honest. How often is it reduced to just logistics? Got to get the kids to basketball practice or make sure they do their homework or whatever. At the end of the week, how much time did we really spend meaningfully engaged in kinds of connections where Christ is more fully encountered in that relationship? In fact, this might be a way to pose the question. If the coach called and said, I need another 45 minutes of practice with your kid, which parent is going to say no? We'll find the time. If the boss says, I need another 45 minutes of work, we're going to do it. If the media is engaging us, YouTube, whatever, devices, we're going to devote our time to that. But ask the question, when's the last time you spent 45 minutes in meaningful connection, talking and praying with your spouse and your children for those homes that have a spouse and children under the roof still? And the reality is most people, maybe never, truthfully, but they want to. So what is the fear that stands in the way of doing that? We've discovered through the duration of this program that people are hungry for it. And when you bring them together in our home once a month, we have a monthly Catholic family gathering. Other places have begun to do this also. That does brings the whole family together to show them, to model it, to experience it, to lower that bar, to show them it's possible. You got to have an audacity. You got to have an audacity to change the environment from mm-hmm. video games and media and coming home and exhaustion and let's just do something easy to, okay, no. Let's get rid of the devices, shut everything down. Let's light a candle. Let's gather together. Let's ask some meaningful questions. For instance, if you go again to ilovemyfamily.us, you'll see all the links to this simple gathering guide. Five simple questions. What are you grateful for? Ask that at the supper table tomorrow or breakfast next time you're gathered. What's a victory in your life? What's a challenge? What's an affirmation? Who's somebody in this home that you like to affirm? What's something new? Just those five questions we call daily questions that are part of this gathering.
Very good, yeah.
And we hear people say when they've done this and we encourage them to do it, first of all, again, they got to have that audacity, a little courage to step beyond their out of their comfort zone. When they do it, and they do it consistently, it truly becomes a culture changer in the home.
Yeah, you make a good point of having to lead people into something they've never done. I don't know a father and a mother who wouldn't love to be able to, at times, discuss those very questions with those they love the most, which is their own children. And to be able to have some harmony in the family or touching the hearts of how people are actually doing in the family. But especially for guys, it can be really difficult for us to say, I don't know how to lead something like this. I don't know how to, you know, and our children are so willing to just push back or to not want it and to say it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I don't want to wrestle with them because we don't know what to do. We feel uncomfortable, so we don't do, you know?
Yes. That's what we've seen over and over again. And people have said it's great to have a guide. And it's exactly that. You don't have to do it letter by the law. We say make it your own also.
Yeah.
So for some, they start out doing it exact all the way down, and then they see what works best or what they can grow in or what they need to modify or what they need to expand.
So
and
somebody,
it is a guide.
If somebody went to ilovemyfamily.us, what would they see? What's going to pop up in front of them?
So I would encourage those of you listening, if you want to hear something humorous and inspiring and just really real, woven together with some good rock and roll and some popular music and stuff, look for the podcast on the right side, the Family Road Trip Podcast. For those 7 weeks, so we structure this for those who are new to it, 7 weeks, commit to 7 weeks. And some, again, are groups that gather, and we encourage these guys to do it in their families. We challenge four families to do this for 7 consecutive weeks, and we are journeying with them in doing this in their homes. And we picked four families for whom they have some familiarity, but we knew it would be a challenge. So you have the mom and dad in this podcast from the episode one. Listen to episode one, and you'll hear them talk about their fears, their concerns, what stands in the way, and you'll hear what is literally happening over these episodes, weekly episodes, 15 minutes long. They're not real long, talking about the power of the Holy Spirit coming alive. One of the families, the Erickson's, you know, I challenged Walt a couple months ago. I said, Walt, try this out. You have 6 kids age 10 and under. Ask the older 3, when you gather for prayer, to pray over one another. And he paused. He said, that's hard to imagine. But his 3rd oldest, Eve, is maybe 4?
5
years old. They did this. They gathered the older 3 kids, and he invited them to pray over one another. He didn't cue them any more than that, and he was blown away at the ability of their children in prayer to pray over one another. So a lot of this, folks, is as simple as giving permission, creating the atmosphere and the environment, and giving them permission and let them minister to you in a lot of ways.
In terms of the weekly family gathering, so they'll download something that has the reading for the upcoming Sunday. Is that what I heard you say?
Correct.
And
so
then you discuss
readings.
That. But, okay.
So Greg mentioned the 5 daily questions. There's also something on there prior to the readings. We call them family fun questions. Just sometimes silly, not so serious, just ice-breaking kind of conversation starters, which has really been helpful for many families just to get the blood flowing in conversation. After that, we think is the most important part, and we mentioned this in a prior episode, but just apologies, just to clear the air, just an opportunity for anybody to ask for forgiveness for something that they've done, or somebody who may be harboring something against somebody else that they may not even realize. So it becomes a you hurt me when kind of thing.
Sure.
And, you know, without pushback or explanation, but just, and that has been powerful for our own family since our kids were little, just that opportunity, and especially for mom and dad to apologize to them, as you spoke of on an earlier episode, Peter, just that the grace that comes in that. We're in this together, and we fall short.
Every night.
And nobody's perfect.
Yeah, that's a moment where you can say, essentially, how are we doing?
Yes,
how
exactly.
are we doing? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're meant to be a domestic church and a family. It's amazing how we do love one another, but it's amazing how often, because we don't have the tools, and we've never been taught, and we're scared about how do we deal with problems?
Right.
How do we deal when someone's upset? You know, Debbie and I were just talking about this the other night, because we came from imperfect families, both of us, and we had some of the parents at times had real issues. One parent from one of the families, which I won't mention, you know, was a real passive-aggressive person. Mm-hmm. So if this person was upset, they would just shut down, and they would be just passively aggressive instead of being the leader of the family and being able to say, you know what, something's bothering her. Everybody or him, everybody has to walk around and not talk about it.
Right.
And it sets a terrible example. And then the kids learn how to model that.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of unresolved stuff that never gets resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start shifting into silos right in your own family. And the very thing you don't want to have happen happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can repeat this from one generation to the next because we never get the tools to just deal with reality in a way that's honest, real feelings, real honesty. I feel hurt by what you said to me, or I want to ask your forgiveness for what I've done. And you realize once you get the tools a little bit and you start to do it, it's actually not that hard to do.
That's right.
It's just the big giant wall of fear at the beginning of the whole thing, right?
And you have to kind of platform it also. You have to make it an ordinary part of your family culture because then, let's face it, younger kids aren't going to necessarily initiate. They don't have a platform to say, hey, dad, mom, brother, sister, you hurt me, or I'm apologizing. A lot of them really want to do this.
Sure.
This is kind of a key theme in our Catholic faith is all that God designed us for, this excellence and this greatness we know in our souls, and parents' job is to set the stage in the home to make that grace come alive. So even in these, for instance, these five questions, when you do it regularly, and that's the emphasis, again, part of the culture, when you do it regularly, well, the kids get, when I say here's a victory and a challenge, they not only understand more, maybe my experiencing frustration or angst from me because they hear me say, well, I'm struggling with this or I'm really struggling with that. Number one, they're going to say, oh, I understand that a little more. Secondly, they're going to hold me accountable. So hopefully I'm not going to be confessing to them the same thing day after day, week after week. Thirdly, they're going to be praying for me. Literally, this becomes a saint-making capacity when parents set the stage to do this. So we're asking, again, for clarity's sake, we invite families to do this once a week, to commit 45 minutes to gathering, to talk and pray. We say, put that flag in the sand, and the grace really starts to take territory.
Shut everything down. Don't let it. Yep. And dads in particular, moms often really want to fight for that. And dad might, oh, I had a good intention, but this came up and that came up. Dad, take the lead with mom and say, we are going to defend this territory, which you meant by
absolutely.
Planting the flag. Yep. This is immovable. This is so important to us. This is our family. We're going to shut everything down. We're going to shut off the phones and everything. And we're just going to be here together.
Mm-hmm. And we
this
do
time
it,
we're going to guard it.
We do it for so many other things. And this,
yes,
I think,
for sure,
everybody would say is the most important desire of family. Just to jump back to the guide, also, we do have the readings on there for the upcoming Sunday Mass, along with questions. And the first one is always the same.
What struck you, challenged you, inspired you? What questions did it raise? For each of the readings, that is enough to carry any group alone by just reading the readings in the gospel.
Yeah. So, and the second question has to do with something personal and familial, if you will, like something to do, and the third, an overflow kind of thing where it affects other people. So you can pick all three readings very often because of time. Many people choose to do the first, second, or mainly the gospel. And just to have that preliminary reflection prior to Mass, especially with young kids or teens, makes such a difference, right? To hear it, to have talked about it, to have experienced it, and then to go into Mass more prepared for what the Lord desires to say to each of us.
So one quick thing we do to offer this to entire parishes is we do three-night retreats called Parish Ignition. Night one is on being emptied. Night two is on being filled. Third night is overflow, literally entering into the life of Christ. We also do two-hour events before Saturday Mass, where we guide families through this process. They literally experience it, and most of them say, wow, this is amazing. I'm talking to my family, and it kind of piques their appetite to do this
good.
In an ongoing way.
That's good. It's very good. Friends, I've seen and touched some of this with Greg and Stephanie and their work. It's beautiful. It's very accessible, very doable. You can feel a little scary thinking, I'm never going to get this to happen in my family, you know, but the Lord wants to help you. It is in your heart. You love your spouse, you love your children, and the Lord wants to help you bring His love right to the core of your life together. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the Church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.